I was looking on the internet the other day, searching under the term Kabbalah, to see what came up. What I found was the weirdest mix of stuff, most of which seemed to be far out and New Age. Occasionally I did come across some more genuine material. But this brought me back to the question of what is authentic Kabbalah? Judaism, as you know, has an unbroken tradition of both written and oral law called the Torah, which we believe was given to Moses on Mount Sinai. Although our forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, knew the Torah, it was as a private revelation, with each one of them discovering it for himself. But as a people, as Israel, as a nation, we received the teaching of the Torah at Mount Sinai through Moses. By tradition, he received both the written and the oral law. This raises a question. If Moses received all the Torah then, how come there are still developments in Torah learning now? How can we know that what people are writing now is genuine? Also, it raises a further question of whether the Torah isn't, a bit fossilized, stuck back there in a time which is no longer applicable to us. The answer to both these questions is actually in the holographic nature of reality. What that means is that within everything is included in miniature everything else. Now, although this is not the common idea of reality, nevertheless, this is probably the truest description of reality. If you don't know what a hologram is, it's worth looking on the internet and looking at these marvellous pictures of fractals. As you focus down on the details, you find more and more and more revelation opening out from what is already there. Torah learning is like that. This is why authentic Torah learning draws from the source, from the original, and is not cut off from it, because in fact it's an opening up of what is already there in the original in a sort of more kernel-like type of arrangement. We need authenticity. We need what's real. Synthetic no longer fascinates us. Our souls and the Torah both come from the essence of the One. The Ten Commandments start with the word Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Anochi, I. There is a beautiful phrase in the Talmud which teaches us that these first letters of the phrase Anochi stand for Ana Nafshi Ketiv Yehavat, which means I, my soul, wrote, gave. The Torah is the living essence of the highest wisdom straight from the Creator. So, who are the interpreters? How do we know that a rabbi is a genuine teacher? The most important criterion is that he himself was taught by a genuine rabbi, such that we have a reaching back and a connection with the source through many generations, through all the generations, and that his teachings relate and connect back to the source. Every so often, we are privileged to receive amongst us a giant amongst rabbis, a rabbi who has a special soul with an ability to uncover more of the wisdom inherent in our tradition. One such teacher was the great Kabbalist Rabbi Yehuda Lev Ashlag. May his memory be for a blessing. Rabbi Ashlag lived in the 20th century, and he had the especial insight into the Kabbalah, which enabled him to unwrap it from the code in which it had been hidden throughout the ages. Now, when we learn his writings, when we learn his teaching in the original, from the original, not with any person in interposing himself between his writing and ourselves, we find that his teaching is multidimensional, is also in a way hologrammic in nature. It's multi-layered and affects all our processes of consciousness, our feelings and our psychology. It affects our souls, actually. It affects every level of our being. And why does it do that? It's because it's connected to the source. When we learn this genuine material, it affects us. It does not leave us unmoved. We might find difficulty accepting it. We might argue with it. Why is that? Because it enlightens us. Not in the new age meaning of the word. It doesn't leave us high, or it can do, but only rarely. But it tends to shed light on ourselves. That's the enlightenment that happens. It sheds light on our prejudices, on our projections, on our needs to be right, on our unceasing thirst for appreciation. As we work with the Kabbalah, as we work to put it into practice, as we study it on an ongoing basis, we find ourselves gradually getting lighter. As we find that our intentions clarify, when we work and we put it into practice and we discover our own connection with the life of all lives, the one Creator.